When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, you guys. Welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina. I hope you're having a really beautiful day. Hope you are feeling well. It's a new month. Today is November 1st when I'm recording this, so new month, new energy. I literally can't believe it's November. I feel like this year has just flown by and has brought about so much growth, so many new things in my life, and I'm honestly so grateful. It's been my first year being a full-time entrepreneur, so I definitely want to do an episode kind of reflecting on what I've learned this year. I definitely will put that out before the year ends, but I had an idea for kind of like a bonus special type of episode that I haven't done before, and I'm going to just try it out, and you guys let me know what you think. If you like it, I can do these going into every new month. And I think it might be really useful for the inner growth community. So essentially, my idea is to do kind of like an energy reading for the month ahead. I do this a lot of the times, kind of like when I'm by myself. I did this last month going into October. I went to the park with some friends and we kind of like did a card pull and talked about what came up for each of us. And it was kind of like an energetic reading for the individual person. But there's also collective energy, right? For instance, every 4 weeks, we have a different zodiac sign that the sun is in, and that impacts us all collectively in different ways, but it does impact us all energetically. So that's what we're gonna do. I have my oracle deck here. This is my favorite oracle deck. It's the Quantum Oracle from Sandra Ann Taylor. It's available on Amazon. I can link it in the description. And also, just to clarify, oracle decks are slightly different from tarot decks. The tarot is much more traditional and has specific cards. So there's the major arcana cards and the minor arcana cards. And I actually just got my first tarot deck a little bit ago, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm so excited to learn more about it. I went to the park with Pedro on Saturday, and I just kind of like laid there in the grass, laid out all the cards. I looked up things on Pinterest and online to understand what's the major arcana, what's the minor arcana, what are the kind of meanings that each card carries, etc. So I'll get there, but for now, this is what I have been using for like 2 years. I love this deck so much. So I'm just going to do a card pull and then I'm going to talk about what comes up. Let me give this a good shuffle. Clear out any energy from any past readings, any other card pulls that I've done. And we're going to do a pull today on the collective energy, on what's affecting the people in the Inner Growth Collective. What are we here to learn in November? What should we focus on in November? What's important? Okay, so the card we got is deserving. This is actually one of my favorite cards. There was a period of my life where I would get this card like every single time that I would do a card pull. I had just moved to New York, I remember, and I was just really struggling with my mindset at the time, and I would always get this card. So basically, it's like a woman in a field with flowers and butterflies and a castle in the background and a sunset. And this is about consciousness, right? So I think this is a good card for us to dive into because consciousness applies to all of us collectively. So I'm going to read what the booklet says and then I'll elaborate on it as well. It says, "Your true worthiness." A woman stands in front of a stately home, picking flowers and enjoying her lovely environment. She has a happy and fulfilling life, and she knows that she deserves all that she has attained. The outcomes you desire and deserve are about to line up for you. So investigate your attitude and expectations. You can accelerate the timeline by affirming your readiness and worthiness to receive. You've been longing for something to come to fruition, and in your mind, you know that you deserve it. But sometimes, in your heart of hearts, you may not always be sure. It's time to really feel your worthiness and know that you deserve all the great and good things the universe has to offer. Whether it's love, a career, money, or healing, the world is ready to provide it. Know that you are worthy to receive. And then there's always an affirmation. So the affirmation for this card is, I am a truly valuable person, totally deserving of all the wealth, love, and happiness the world has to offer. I am personally a huge fan of this card. Because I think what it reminds us all is that a lot of the times there are things that we desire and things that we want and goals that we have and things that we have planned in our brain or just things in our vision boards or things that we think about and want. But deep down, we don't believe that we are worthy of them. And so it's really important to reflect on that. Like, are there things in your life that you have been longing for, that you've been wanting, but you're not so sure if you actually deserve it, if it's actually going to happen for you? You might feel that maybe your worthiness or your ability to get this thing is conditional on something, or you might feel that it's really hard for you to attain that thing, or you just think it's not possible deep down. And you have to realize that that subconscious or energetic block there could be getting in the way of this thing flowing in with more ease into your life. And so when you set an intention or when you decide that you really want something in your life, you also have to really work on your self-worth and you have to really work on your ability to tell yourself that you deserve that thing, to tell yourself that you are worthy of good things, to tell yourself that you are ready to receive it. And that's when you really clear all of these blocks that are getting in your way of receiving these things. Sometimes it's down to you to really believe that it's possible. And you don't have to control how that thing is going to come in, whether it's a relationship or a job or a move. You don't have to control every little aspect of it, but you have to first think that you are worthy of it. Second, be open to receiving, be open to it coming into your life in unexpected ways, and then allow yourself to actually receive. Allow yourself to surrender, surrender that control, surrender that really toxic masculine energy. And for example, as I mentioned, right, I used to pull this card all of the time when I had moved to New York. And I remember at the time I was long distance with Pedro. I didn't really know like the types of friends that I wanted to have in the city. And I wasn't like so happy in my job. And I knew that I wanted to live in New York with Pedro. I knew that I wanted to work for myself. I knew that I wanted all these things, but I didn't yet feel like I was worthy of them. I didn't feel like I was ready for them. I didn't feel like they were possible. And so I think this card would keep coming up for me a lot at that time because it was the universe reminding me, like, you need to look into your heart and actually believe that you deserve it. And stop looking around at what everyone else is doing and stop looking around at what everyone else is having right now and trust your timing. Trust that it's going to come and it's going to come in the right time because maybe right now, if it came, it wouldn't be aligned. And so you have to also open up yourself to timelines and open yourself up to understanding that things will flow in if you believe you deserve them. You actually believe it. Like, you can't fake believing that you deserve something. You have to actually really, really think that. And that's what this card is telling you. So affirm that you're ready to receive and tune back into this affirmation. I'm a truly a valuable person, totally deserving of all the wealth, love, and happiness that the world has to offer. And that's what this woman in the card is showing, that she is deserving. She is worthy, right? It says she is happy and has a fulfilling life and she knows she deserves all that she has attained. So in a way, it's also about being grateful for what you already have and look around and be like, whoa, I am abundant. There's so many things in my life that are abundant. Am I taking stock of them? And so going into November, I think really realize this, first of all, that you are worthy. And then second, get intentional. Write out what are the things that you want to come into fruition and what are the things that you already have attained. And remind yourself that you do deserve them. But then also, I think this applies a lot to a couple of other things. First, there's a lot of holidays coming up. And I'm really open. I have been really open in talking about my journey with my body and with healing my relationship to it. And I think the holidays bring up a lot of comparison and a lot of toxic old beliefs around food and thoughts of restriction or things like that. And you have to remember that you deserve pleasure. You deserve good things. You deserve happiness. You deserve an abundance of experiences, and you deserve to have fun this holiday season. You are worthy of good times. You do not need to restrict yourself. You do not need to be mean to yourself. You deserve happiness. And carrying this energy into the holidays is really important because the holidays can be filled with good energy. You also have to be in that energy yourself to attract more of it. So that's something else that I thought about. And then the last thing also is that I think as we approach the end of the year, a lot of people start to think about their resolutions and did they do the things that they set out to do in the beginning of the year and what do they want next year and start really getting ahead of ourselves. So first things first, I think it's really important to be more present and be in the moment that you are in. Like I get so caught up in this myself where I'm like overanalyzing and thinking about all the things that I did or didn't get done or did achieve or didn't. And the truth is that I did achieve a lot, but I have to celebrate those things first. And then going into next year, I know there's going to be a bunch of new things that are going to come in. Then I want to set out going into the year with a positive energy of stepping into this next version of myself and to another version of Carolina that's even better and glowier and more mature and more committed and more loving and more confident than I already am, and that I deserve this new version of me. But I also deserve all the things that I have built this year. And they are also enough. You know, sometimes you have years where you experience a lot of growth in your career, but not so much in your personal life. There are other years where you experience a lot of growth in your family life, but maybe your career is a little slower. Or maybe it's your friendships that are really blossoming, but your romantic life is taking a pause. Things can't all happen all at the same time, all of the time. You have to celebrate the areas of your life that you have blossomed in. And the other areas will also happen for you, right? You also blossom in those areas too. But everything in its due time. And at the end of the day, you are worthy. And sometimes it's really hard to believe that, right? It's hard to really be in that energy of like, I am enough. I did enough. And this workout program that I've been doing called Evlo Fitness, they always end their classes with this, like with Shavasana, with us like laying on the floor and then sitting down with our hands on our laps or in our heart. And the affirmation, like, I am enough, I did enough. Because, for example, in this workout that I do, it's very gentle. I'm not like dripping sweat, but I did work my muscles. I did put effort in. I did show up. And in being gentle, but being consistent, you are doing the work. Same thing applies to everything else in life, right? You can be gentle with yourself, but at the same time, be consistent. And you can be consistent and show up for the things that you want, but you can also affirm to the universe that you are worthy and ready for the things that you desire to come into your life and open yourself up to that. So yeah, you guys, that was a little channeled message for November. Take this all with you. Take what you resonated with. Leave what didn't resonate. Also, really would love to hear from you guys if you enjoyed these kind of energetic readings. I can do them like the first of the month, like a special little episode. Not make them too long, but just make them focus on like the oracle cards or the tarot and just spreading some positivity and some intentions for the month ahead. I definitely really enjoyed recording this, so I'm curious to hear your feedback. Definitely let me know. Remember that you are deserving, and I appreciate you so much. If you are enjoying the show and you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. If you've been a longtime listener, I would really appreciate if you took a moment to leave a review on Spotify or Apple. Don't forget to hit the bell icon on Spotify so that you can be notified of all the future episodes that come out every single week. Also, last thing, I'm always looking for new podcast topic ideas. So if you're watching on YouTube, please leave them in the comments. If you follow me on Instagram, message me with requests and I would love to talk about them. So with all of that said, don't forget to water yourself, show up for yourself, do something good for your health that your future self will thank you for, and I'll see you guys next week.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.